Welcome to stop number 5, a location that serves as a crossroads of Somerset's commercial history. Here at this very spot and in the immediate vicinity stood some of the town's most vital enterprises that were owned and operated by some of Somerset's biggest families. I'm Pierre Le Grandeur. My family has deep roots in Somerset as they first arrived here around 1860, and they established many of the businesses that shaped our community. The site directly in front of you, now on the southeast corner of Spring and Main Streets, currently occupied by Rendezvous, was formerly the home of the Somerset Hotel and Saloon. Originally built by Sam Harriman and known as the Somerset House, this was the first hotel in Somerset. The first saloon in Somerset was opened in 1870 by Isaac Burton and was located where the Sportsman's Bar now sits on the southwest corner of Spring and Main Streets. Town meetings were frequently held in this saloon, and it was run by many different owners until Prohibition in 1918. Eventually, the building was bought by George Belil in the early 1920s, and he had a bakery there until he turned it into a tavern and cafe about a decade later. His wife Josephine ran the business after George passed away in 1937 until their son, Lynn Belil, bought it in 1946. Lynn and his wife Marguerite own Lynn's Cafe and emphasized its status as the oldest established cafe in Somerset. Just down Spring Street, southeast of the Rendezvous, you can see a brick building standing. Run by A.J. Vaness for over 40 years, this was once the Vaness General Store, where generations of families could find a little of everything that they might need. The store could be found on the lower level with apartments upstairs. A.J. also ran several cheese factories, was an undertaker, community official, and operated a hall and movie house. On the other side of the Vaness General Store was the first village school, which was built in 1864. Before it was built, classes were commonly held in people's homes. It stood for nearly 30 years until the new village school for grades 1 through 8 was built several blocks north in 1890. In 1917, grades 9 through 10 were added. The northeast corner of Spring and Main Streets, across from Rendezvous and the gas station, heading towards the bridge, once stood the Le Grandeur Red and White Store, which served as the post office for the town and sold goods such as flour and sugar and household items like soap and kerosene. On September 24, 1881, the Le Grandeur family purchased a general store from Samuel Harriman, which he had originally built in 1874. The Le Grandeur family played a significant role in the commercial history of Somerset. Their involvement extended beyond business, with members participating in town politics and the community as well. From the first hotel to the bustling general stores and the early schoolhouse, this very spot had been the heart of Somerset's growth. Let's carry those stories with us as we continue our journey through Somerset.